Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day. For the Falcons, they're just trying to get past what, you know, a lot of people have deemed just another, you know, bump in the road for the Falcons to try to overcome. Look, this is not going to hold the team back in any way. It's not going to stop workouts or our preparation for the upcoming season. But when you get fined by the NFL, $250,000 by the league, and then the person who's held responsible in Jeff Ulbrich gets fined $100,000, it is something that a lot of people are talking about, and we certainly are with you guys, and we appreciate all the comments. Wish we could read them all at 404-726-0929. We see them, and you can respond to us as well on social media. But, Mike, at the end of the day, this is going to be something. Today he apologized. We'll let you hear it, as we said, Jeff Ulbrich, and listen, took full responsibility. I wouldn't expect it or would not have expected him to do anything less than take full responsibility. But it also tells us, Mike, you know, he said, we're not going to appeal or any of this stuff. No reason to. We know what happened now, and we know that this was a screw-up, and so you just try to move past it. But as I said, all you can do in your worst moment, if you feel like this is his son's worst moment, is apologize and hope that people, you know, can put the trust back in you, and that's a parental thing, that's a son thing. Right. But for us, nothing changes. Jeff Ulbrich is here to coordinate our defense and to put guys in a position to be great. And let's hope that he's going to do those things as we get towards the season. That, to me, Mike, is really what I care about. But this is a story, obviously, that still people are talking about.
Right. And again, the news cycle, until we get to the schedule release, this is going to kind of slowly wind down. But as we said, the NFL, they got their pound of flesh from the Falcons. And, you know, Arthur Blank, as you said, what do you think Arthur's reaction? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But, yeah, so it's like it's embarrassing for Ulbrich. We're going to play that audio for you because it comes from the heart. Like, he's a guy's guy, you know, played in the NFL. You know, he's been around, you know, you remember him last time he was here with DQ. And, unfortunately, you know, you just got a young man, his son, who just made a terrible decision. And, you know, I just, you know, we've already covered that. It's just now, okay, here's the penalty. It's been meted out. Can we all get on with our lives?
Let's hope so. Hey, man, let's talk some dogs. So the Dogs are recruiting a kid named Jared Curtis. He's the number one quarterback for 2026. He's out of Nashville. Stud. It's down to Georgia and Oregon, which is great. And this is a young man that had committed to Georgia back in March, then decommitted. And there's a chance, obviously, that he will commit. He's going to make his decision, I think, Monday, Mike. Either it's Oregon, which is Dan Lanning, or it's going to be Georgia. But here's my question for you. Because as I start to look at the history of Georgia and black quarterbacks, Mike, and I'm looking at the recruiting cycles over the last few years, you know, you go back to Hines Ward in the mid-90s, that was Ray Goff. You say, well, Quincy Carter was pretty good, and he was, and ended up going in the NFL, that was Jim Donnan. You say, well, DJ Shockley, who was just on our show, who does sidelines for the Dogs and was a hell of a player, well, that was Mark Richt. Where are the black quarterbacks for the University of Georgia, Mike? When I look at this and I say, Jared Curtis, again, you might be getting the number one quarterback for the 2026 cycle, which is amazing. But the last kid that he had, and I'm talking about Kirby Smart, and I think Kirby's done a hell of a job. You know I've touted him and banged the drum for how good he is, and just yesterday I was telling you I think he's better than Nick Saban in managing and handling this NIL world that we're in. But the fact of the matter is, if they don't get this Jared Curtis kid, apparently their backup plan is to go to Texas and get a kid named Bo Bentley, who, by the way, Mike Bobo was there today. Bo Bentley played at Salina High School, which is north of Dallas. So Frisco is where the star is. So there's Dallas proper. There's Frisco, which is north, which would be what? Like, I don't know, Alpharetta for us.
Right.
And then above that, which would be coming, is where this kid played, Salina. Very good. Kid had 3,200 yards, 47 touchdowns. Mikey rushed for over almost 1,000 yards, 923 yards. Great backup. Plan, that is. But when is Georgia going to – and I asked Rusty this, and he said, look, we're recruiting. They're recruiting these guys. But what is going on when you talk about the great state of Georgia and all these young black quarterbacks we have? I'm just asking a question that has been asked of me. I bring things to the audience, and people know sometimes you don't want to hear it, you don't want to talk about it.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now, like, this is – what are we doing here? We're bringing in the top quarterbacks. None of them of color?
Well, I mean, Julian Lewis, I mean – how do you not make that fit? I mean, that's a dual threat. The guy can do it all, and he's the guy that takes over for Shedeur Sanders, who's going to battle for the starting job at Colorado. You know, and that's a young man from right here in Metro Atlanta, from Carrollton. So, I mean, and again, I can hear some Georgia, don't make this about race. Well, I mean, just the best athlete, the best quarterback, and, you know, we've talked about the Fields thing. I mean, I've still never understood what that was about. I mean, I guess that Chaney, remember it was Jim Chaney was the OC back then for Kirby?
Yes.
And for whatever reason, they just never seemed to ever get on the same page and maximize Fields' talent. You know, you brought up DJ Shockley. Shockley was so good. Unfortunately, David Green was kicking ass at the same time. So you only got to see two years because 1 year Shock got injured halfway through the season. But it's just, you're right. It's just kind of been star-crossed for like that super athletic Heisman Trophy winner guy you want at quarterback. At UGA. Now, Gunnar Stockton may be, only time will tell, but with all due respect, Carson Beck, we were having this conversation off the air today. I'm like, you know, Carson Beck blew the Alabama game.
Mike, he wasn't special.
Carson Beck was a dude. Now, and we're going to see, he'll get another shot in Miami, but to me, it gets back to the familiarity. Whoever's got at least one more game than the other guy, he gets it. And as far as the starting job for Kirby, and in case of Carson Beck, he's in the system, paid his dues. And I got to be honest, he went backwards as a quarterback here at UGA.
Yeah, I think for Carson, and my issue was, as we went through the season last year, is it between the years? Carson Beck is talented physically. He can make the throws. You saw him do some special stuff. But he wasn't special. He wasn't a difference maker. Hey, we're down. I'm about to put the team on my back. He did it in the Alabama game. That's about as close as we got to, oh, is this as good as it gets? And it pretty much was. I mean, the rest of the season, Mike, I don't think he ever played as well as he did in the Alabama game. Look, they beat Texas the first time because they ran the damn football. Second time, he gets put out in the Texas game.
Right.
So, I mean, like, I think Carson Beck, yes, very good college quarterback. Go get your money. But he wasn't special. So as we talk about these guys and Jared Curtis, everybody's talking about how good he is, and I'm sure Rusty will be talking about it and others on the radio station. Great. I hope they get him. And by the way, isn't it ironic that Dan Lanning used to kill recruiting with Georgia, and look what he's doing with Oregon? There's no secret to why Oregon put as many guys as they did in the NFL this year, and that will continue. Dan Lanning is a killer on the recruiting trail, but so is Georgia. And so Bobo, our offensive coordinator, and a guy named Will Stein, who is the OC for Oregon, Mike, have been meeting with this kid and trying to get him to, you know, to commit, and he's going to make his decision Monday. I hope they get him. But if they don't, I'm just asking the question. You're going to go to Texas and get another kid. Where are these young black quarterbacks at?
Well, I mean, he wasn't a dual threat guy, but I mean, the big hype was around Dylan Raiola. And of course, he plays, you know, at Buford. We have a lot of friends that are over at Buford High School. And then he just basically pulls the rug out on Georgia and, you know, gets more money. He had a connection with his family to go to Nebraska. So, I mean, the big time stud quarterback that you're looking for at UGA, the only, you don't have to have one to win a championship, because Stetson Bennett showed you can have.
Absolutely.
Can just be the gritty guy who's just tougher and just makes the plays. And a couple of guys hit us up. What about Jaden Rashada on the text line? We were talking about that earlier.
Look, he's transferring.
This is one where we can always say that for every Joe Burrow and Russell Wilson who gets in the transfer portal, there are 1,000 Jaden Rashadas, because he's never going to be anything. Good luck at Sacramento State. I mean, you were at Arizona State, Georgia. I always felt like, was he ever going to get a shot here? No. The answer was no.
No.
And I don't know why they – was it a stash and a sign and stash to keep away from other teams? Because, you know, the Florida thing, that distraction, that dog and pony show with the lawsuit about what he was promised with NIL, just seems like that's a guy that if he ever makes it to the NFL, it'll be a minor miracle. It ain't going to happen at Georgia. But that thing ran its course. But he was always like the third or fourth guy in the depth chart anyway.
Yeah. Are we recruiting just a certain type?
I don't know. I mean,
and when I say that, I'm talking about like these prototypical, we talk right. about it in the NFL, size, right? Big 6'3", 6'5", guy, big arm.
Dude that can move.
Right. No, but I'm saying for Georgia, pocket pass. Right. Like, are we, when I say that, is there a type that you say that only fits this offense? We don't want to do that. We want to do this. You know what I want? I want a guy who can do it all. Right. That's what I would like.
Well, I mean, Saban's staff recruits Jalen Milroe. Why doesn't does Kirby were they in the mix for that?
Don't know.
I texted Rusty because I want to be when it comes to recruiting and players, where it comes down to this team or that team, I always want to make sure I'm accurate. But yeah, I mean, that's just it's just a question. I mean, look, we want the best athlete at every position. You know, right now I'm more concerned with Georgia in the trenches. Well, I'm still not sold on Gunnar Stockton. That's the thing. Everybody just assumes that Gunnar Stockton is going to be able to go.
I'll say this too. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When I was in school, 20 some odd years ago. There weren't as many black kids playing quarterback. That's not the case now, okay? You can throw a rock, Mike, from right here in Colony Square, and you're going to hit some program that has a really good young black quarterback. And the point is, it's not about numbers anymore. It's not about the limitations of them not being given an opportunity to potentially play. You look around the SEC, to your point, you see other schools, and look, Georgia's winning, and they're winning at a high level. It's just a question that has been asked to me as every right. recruiting cycle comes and goes, and they go, well, they're going to get the first or second best quarterback. Okay, great. Even when they don't, you said it. A guy like Jalen Rashada transfers in, and you go, oh, well, maybe we'll get a chance to see him. Ah, wrong answer.
Well, I mean, is Bobo not – I mean – was Deion always like the lead dog for a Julian Lewis, you know, a kid out of Carrollton, Juju who goes to Colorado. Well, you know,
but that's what I'm saying. Maybe they thought he was too small.
But that just, I mean, well, hell, I mean, look at Stetson Bennett. I mean, there's height is not a requirement to be a quarterback at Georgia. Talk to Fran friggin' Tarkington.
I mean, just
be super athletic and win.
But the prototypical thing when you say, hey, what do we want in a quarterback? What right. do you want? And if you say that Juju Lewis, who threw for like 8 million yards.
Right.
And maybe he is doesn't fit the physical prototype. I don't know. That is a question I can't answer. Either way, they are in the mix
and by
for
the, way,
the number one quarterback, and he'll make his decision
and
on
he
Monday.
Is a considered a pro-style quarterback.
Of course. Most
you know
of them
that's
are.
That's the thing. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not really like we're sitting everybody we're talking about here is that super dual threat guy. You know, I mean, look, every once in a while you get a generational talent. Like Gene Chizik and Malzahn absolutely hit the lottery with Cam Newton. You know, after you know being at Florida and then going to JUCO and then falls to them and then 2010, the rest is history. I mean, you look at, you know, for instance, you know, you got the transfer portal and there's a million. That's the thing. Why aren't you trying to get somebody who can plug in? I think Kirby does pay favorites to the guy, the incumbent.
I do too.
And if the incumbent has one quarter of action, that's more than somebody else and he gets the gig.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't think for one stretch of the imagination, I want to be clear about this, that Kirby is discriminating in any way. That's silly. Kirby's all about getting the best guys, and he's putting the best players in the pros. But when it comes to this one position, tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I'm looking at rivals. I apologize, Rusty. I'm cheating on you. But official school visits were Auburn, Indiana.
Who are we talking about, Mike?
About Juju. Okay. Talking about
okay. Okay.
About this is a guy, for those who don't know, this is Julian Juju Lewis. Juju's his nickname from Carrollton. But this is five-star pro-style quarterback who's going to Colorado. Right here in Georgia.
Georgia.
Not going to Georgia, but I'm looking at his recruitment, and over the days and weeks that it went down, it was Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Cincinnati, Colorado. I don't see Georgia on that list.
Okay, so maybe they didn't recruit him as highly.
Day-Day?
Well, they did. From what I remember correctly, they recruited him, but I believe, you know, look, let's just keep it real. NIL plays a role in a lot of the decisions some of these kids are making, especially coming in as true freshmen. And I think Colorado probably offered a little bit more. And I don't, you know, the quarterback room in Georgia is tough.
Official
right?
visit for Georgia was June 1st, 2024.
Right.
For Julian Lewis. So he was on campus, Carl, in Athens.
Yeah, so I just think an opportunity to start in Colorado was probably more evident for him. Or, you know, he probably saw that more likely than he did in Athens.
Right. He had visits to Florida State, visits to Auburn, Alabama, and then signs with Colorado.
Because Colorado has, they took the quarterback, it's a transfer, Caden Salter, out of Liberty. And that's the only guy right now in the spring that was competing for quarterbacks. It was Julian and it was Caden. Those are two guys taking the majority of the, actually all of the number one first offense.
So he's got a really good chance to go there and start.
Yes.
Obviously, is the other issue. All right, guys, you can hit us up. Let us know. Text us, 404-726-0929. Find us on social media. Put them up. C. Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. Want Georgia to win? Want them to win big. We need more natties. It's fun talking about it. But when we talk about this recruiting thing and they're putting linebackers, D tackles, offensive linemen, safeties in the NFL, you say, all right, what's the situation with the quarterback?
Right.
And every year I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh, they're in the mix for the number one, number two, number three quarterback. Okay.
Juju was is heavily recruited by USC. A couple of guys hitting us up on the text line, and then Colorado swoops in. But he was in Athens. So, I mean, at least and there was an effort made. But, you know, is it simply just, you know, is it perfunctory?
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. My man, Brian Baldinger, joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Mike, before we talk to our man, Brian Baldinger, you said you got a few names. We were talking about Georgia's quarterbacks and who they're recruiting. A kid, by the way, Jared Curtis, number one quarterback in the country out of Nashville. They got a kid out of Texas they're also looking at. Mike Bobo's visiting with that young man. I think he did today. But you said you had some other names.
Yeah, Rusty hit us up. I mentioned Dwan Mathis was recruited. And we talked about Rashada was brought in there, albeit, you know, deep on the depth chart before transferring to Sacramento State.
Dwan Mathis?
Yeah.
Come on, stop.
I know. Rusty, well, just give us names. You wanted a black quarterback. You got one. Rusty also mentioned Hezekiah Millender, transferred. This is a kid who's going to school in Athens. In high school, he's moved from Arizona as a senior, and he's apparently part of this recruiting class for Georgia.
Any of those guys have a chance to be a starter?
No.
Okay.
Well, this kid's a 3-star, but there's always room for improvement. Pollock was a 3-star.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Just, you want a name? I give you names.
You did. You gave me names. Rusty, appreciate you, bro. You know, I got nothing but love. Come on, man. Come on now. Hey, we're waiting on Brian Baldinger. Great conversation. It's funny because guys were saying Georgia's putting all these guys in the pros, and this is the one position that you're really not.
Yeah, a couple of guys have said. I mean, you go back, you know, certainly if you take it all the way back to Matthew Stafford, you know, and obviously, you know, that was that was one of the most unfulfilled destinies of recruiting classes when you think about no Sean Moreno and Matthew Stafford and all the talent that was there at Georgia back in the day. But moving forward, you know, the Justin Fields thing, we never ever found out what happened there. You know, everyone has a theory. Fields sure as hell looked good enough for me at Ohio State. You know, and I just wonder why you couldn't have harnessed that that talent. But it was, remember, different OC. Chaney was in here. I mean, I think we can all agree that the best offensive coordinator that Georgia's ever had is in the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens.
No doubt. And they've been on the cusp of getting to a Super Bowl the last couple of years. And I think he's made Lamar better, Mike, by the way. That you're right about that. 404-726-0929. We will continue our conversation about the Falcons as well, guys, as we've been telling you about Jeff Ulbrich apologizing. The Falcons get fined. I love some of my favorite Falcon follows on social media. All are kind of with me. All right, let's move on. All my favorite folks, like, Duke, you're right. Let's keep it moving. Like, look, we don't want to talk about
this. Hey, man, the defensive coordinator's son did something colossally stupid, and now the father has paid for the sins of the son. Just sometimes it goes in the other way. But in this case, I hope we can move along, because as Carlos said, it would be nice to just simply talk about the football. Kirk Cousins, Zach Robinson, by the way, we're going to get some sound for you. Both coordinators spoke. It just so happened to be that Ulbrich had to face the heat of this controversy, but he answered the questions. You'll hear what Ulbrich had to say. Zach Robinson answering questions about everything from what's going to be the involvement of Kirk Cousins, this camp, to how they try to maybe get Pitts more involved.
I know what his involvement is going to be. You sit there. Okay? That's your involvement.
Right.
You sit there and take everything
well,
in.
Well, remember, our general manager on multiple occasions has said, we've budgeted for this quarterback. So, yes, they never thought that the guy that was making $45 million would be on the bench and not on the field. But they did technically, air quotes, budget for Kirk Cousins to be here. He's just going to be watching Michael Penix Jr.
Let's talk to Baldy. Brian Baldinger, guys, Odyssey NFL insider, a host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure you check out Baldy's breakdowns as well. All right, Baldy, you love what we did. We had a conversation. You really like what the Falcons did in this draft. Why? Tell us why you love it.
Well, the biggest weakness was addressed. I mean, it's been three of the last 4 years, they've been at the very bottom of the NFL in pass rush. And they're not going to take over Tampa. They're not going to win this division unless they improve it. Arnold Ebiketie is a nice player, but six sacks and what he does is not going to harass Baker Mayfield enough or Bryce Young or anybody else. And so they went out and got Jalen Walker, who's just getting started in his career, but he's got an abundance of talent. And I believe he's the type of person that is going to want to get better and work at it. And then James Pierce, I mean, I don't know how many years that we get edge rushers that look like James Pierce. We don't get them every year. Like, he's got abundance of talent. His pressure rate is outrageous. He's got to finish better. He's got to want to show everybody that he loves this game and wants to be the best at it. But he's got all the ability to do it. And so, you know, the Rams can maybe shoot behind the scenes that – they fleece the Falcons. That's fine.
Right.
It's about winning today. And I feel James Pierce, Jalen Walker, and the two safeties are ridiculous. I mean, those two guys, Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman, I think they're the two best safeties in the draft. I want my safeties to take the ball away. You put them back there with Jesse Bates right now, I mean, you got a den of thieves in the back of that secondary right now.
That's awesome, Baldy. Yeah, I mean, I guess the whole thing hinges on if Pierce really shows out, because there was just no consensus on Pierce. He was considered, you know, a top eight guy, but as long as he balls out, then we're set.
Yeah, no, look, you can't judge it today. We got to, you know, next year at this time, we'll revisit and we'll see how all four of these prospects, you know, pan out. Generally, defensive linemen take a year to kind of figure it out. Nobody comes in and sets the world on fire, but you can tell if there's an arc, you know, to a guy's game. And they might have to figure it out. You know, blocking schemes are different and the talent level is much greater. All that stuff is there. But ultimately, you know, you win with talent and your stars have to produce. And so we'll see. But yes, I mean, on the surface right here, they address their biggest needs. Defensively, they should be a lot better.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Baldy, let's talk about, you know, the Travis Hunter deal, because Jacksonville wanted to be bold and they were. They got the youngest general manager in the league. new head coach in Liam Cohen, and they made a blockbuster move. I'm just more surprised that Cleveland was willing to pass up what I thought was the best guy in this draft.
And honestly, Carl, I honestly thought that Cleveland fell in love with Travis Hunter when I was out there in Boulder for Shedeur Sanders' pro day. I thought it was a consensus from, you know, from the owner to Kevin Stefanski to Andrew Berry. I thought it was a consensus. So, but James Gladstone, I mean, he was the new GM of Jacksonville. I thought it would be a blockbuster trade for Travis Hunter, and I thought Jacksonville was going to be the wild card because of Boselli and Gladstone and Liam Cohen, all first-year guys in their new roles, and they pulled it off. And I applaud them because we need stars in this league, and I don't care how you play Travis Hunter, Carl, he's going to be a star. He just is. And you could tell how happy he was when he got selected, and a lot of people probably wouldn't show that kind of joy going to Jacksonville, but maybe he's going to be, you know, the start, you know, the ignition switch to turn things around there.
It is Brian Baldinger with us, guys. NFL Network, hear him on the podcast with Carl as well. And Baldy, I just felt it's going to take some imagination from the right OC to maximize this kid's talent. I get it. No one's going to be Chuck Bednarik anymore, but I mean, can you quantify just how much can you get if he's going to be? And by the way, he's wide receiver one and he's DB second. Is that the way he plays?
I think so. I think it's easier to get him on the field offensively right now. You know, they've got a great wide receiver, number one, in who they drafted a year ago, in Brian Thomas Jr., and I think he complements them really well. And they're trying to get the quarterback right. They're trying to, you know, put talent around him to make him play better. Liam Cohen's going to help with some formations and play calling. I think he's going to be a real asset. But I think defensively, I mean, that guy is an advanced student when it comes. I don't care if you're playing man coverage, if you're playing zone. This guy has studied the game. He understands route combinations, formations, what's going on behind them. I think you can count on, I mean, literally week one, I think you can count on 90 snaps to begin with, to start with, you know, on offense and defense right now from them.
Baldy, around the league, Bills, you know, general manager Brandon Bean went in on a radio host this week. I'm sure you're aware of it. But you look at their draft, defense, 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 defense. Like, their first five picks, and you go, all right, the Bills still have to beat the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. I kind of agree with Brandon Bean, and they were scoring 30 a game last year. This is kind of where they had to be. But I find it interesting, like, we want to break down these drafts, and we go, all right, well, I wish they would have done this, when, in fact, I think they did exactly what they needed to do.
I mean, if you look at their biggest needs, Carl, I mean, it was defensive line. Von Miller's not there. You know, Ed Oliver's a nice player, but he's not making a difference out there right now. Defensive back, I mean, they missed on Kyer Elam. You know, they got a sixth-round pick who they're banking on at corner. They needed a corner in the worst way. They have a specific style of defense. They're largely a zone defense. Mm. A guy with that kind of speed makes the defense faster. I mean, you just go through all the picks. TJ, this was the best draft for defensive tackles I think I ever remember. Carl, so they got a good one at TJ Sanders. You can't watch South Carolina play football, not notice them. Landon Jackson was a beast off the edge at Arkansas. Like, you know, Dayon Walker was a standout at the Senior Bowl only because of how big he is.
Right.
Now, he's got to learn how to play lower and all that stuff. But, yeah, they address major needs. And if you want to beat Kansas City, maybe hold them to 17 points, you know, instead of 24 or 20, whatever they've been giving up against them. Keep the score down.
Because the window is there. I mean, you got everything. You got Josh Allen. You got all the weapons. I mean, your coach got a little, you know, pissy with the radio host because, you know, they were scoring points, albeit they had, like, kind of a strange cobbled together wide receiver corps. Brian Baldinger is with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I mean, we've had a couple of days. Obviously, it affected us here in Atlanta because of a prank thing. Did you think it was just so overblown with the Shedeur Sanders thing? And give me some common sense on this, B. Did he just overplay his hand as far as how his camp dealt with NFL teams?
Well, I mean, look, the prank was, it's embarrassment. It's just embarrassing. I mean, nobody wants that coming out of their building. I don't care, you know, Jeff's son, whatever. I mean, it's just an embarrassment. So they, you know, they took their medicine. You know, they got their fine. You know, they got publicly shamed. But, you know, honestly, like, Shedeur probably did. And Deion probably did overplay this. I mean, this league needs quarterbacks. We never have enough good quarterbacks in this league. If you can play, they don't care if you're out, if you say two words or if you never stop talking, as long as you can play, that's all this thing is based on. And so he's going to get an opportunity. It's just odd, though. You know, they take Dylan Gabriel with the 94th pick. They take Shedeur 50 picks later. I mean, the whole league. And this was an unusual year that there was only a couple teams that really needed quarterbacks, and they all passed. You know, Tennessee was off the books right away with Cam Ward. So there was only a couple teams that really needed quarterbacks. We think Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, they weren't really in the market at all. But New Orleans, you look at, you know, you could look at a couple teams. They look like a group of backup quarterbacks. Maybe Jackson Dart becomes one with the Giants. You pick 25, you should be given that opportunity to show that he's worth it. But Shador is going to get an opportunity, whether it's this year or next year. He's going to get a chance because if you can play, they're going to find you somewhere. And they're going to give you some opportunity in Cleveland to do it.
Baldy, what about a couple of steals? Listen, Mike and I talked about Donovan Azaraku, the kid out of Boston College. And I think the Cowboys got a steal there at 44 in the second round. Like, that was one of those guys that as the season starts, people are going to be like, who is this guy again? He's legit.
Yeah, and he really is. And he's a good complement opposite Micah Parsons right now. They lost Tank Lawrence, so it's a position of need as well. And so there's nothing not to like about him. His production is crazy. You know, you might say maybe a little undersized to play on the edge, but he's done that at Boston College throughout his career. He's a South Jersey kid, Carl. We kind of know who he is. But I think the Cowboys are going to be – I think the Cowboys are going to be very, very pleasant with how he performs and how quickly he gets on the field and starts to impact some of these games.
All right, before we catch it loose, Brian, do you got any insight into what the is Aaron Rodgers going to do? Is he going to just sign with the Steelers?
Man, I don't – Literally, that phone's not ringing in my house. Like, I don't have that Batmobile phone on what he's thinking. You know, even if he goes on Pat McAfee, he's not saying anything right now.
Right.
So I don't know what I can't even surmise what the delay or the debate might be about. But I think Pittsburgh's really counting on him. Maybe Will Howard, you know, answers the bell if Aaron isn't there. But my guess is he's going to be in there at some point when these mini camps begin.
Baldy, always a pleasure. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Check him out on NFL Network as well, guys. Baldy, have a great day, brother. We appreciate you stopping by. Always fun.
Anytime, Carl. You got it, buddy. Take care.
You too. All right, that's Brian Baldinger, guys. We got more Falcons conversation, including the comments of Jeff Ulbrich. But, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, you weren't seeing things. That actually was a kangaroo hopping down I-85 south of Auburn. We'll tell you about that, Carl. And is the University of North Carolina – are their boosters and the alum having buyer's remorse over hiring Bill Belichick? Stay tuned.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Where to play is play. What a beautiful day here in the A, by the way, man. It's perfect today, man. Not too hot, just right.
You're right. Know? No, the humidity's lower. I'm loving it, man.
Driving. That's like, by the way, remember we used to joke around and play the bell when Squid Billy would talk about the weather when he was producing this show.
Yeah, I was in my golf cart and I was down today.
He'd always be like, ding, there's the obligatory weather update from Bo Morgan, by the way. Catch him on the morning shift.
By the way, hope the baby's doing well, Bo.
Right on. Yeah, I am the father. Anyway, yes, you are. So we were talking about this yesterday, and it's really become like water cooler talk. Talking about Bill Belichick and this very zesty girlfriend is this Ms. Hudson, who's making all the news because of the way she basically controlled that interview with CBS on Sunday morning. And it's funny because Belichick then releases a statement. There was an email that his girlfriend decided that it was really a great idea to release to the public, which is a private email between Bill and basically the Simon & Schuster and his promotions team about how this thing went. And then Bill then issues a communique saying that he was of the opinion that it was going to strictly be about the book. Well, with all due respect, Bill, anytime a coach puts out a book about leadership, and no one gives a crap. They're boring books. I told Carl, I read Jimmy Johnson's book. I fell asleep halfway through it, man. Some of these things are just snooze fest. So, you know, if Belichick was expecting him not to talk about him and Jordan Hudson, I mean, you're going on network television, you know? So anyway, he thought that obviously this is not what I was expecting, not what we were looking for, but I guess it was to be expected. Yeah, it was to be expected, pal. Well, now there's an article coming out up in Charlotte, and there's a couple of stories now from folks who cover the Tar Heels saying, remember, there was an article in The Athletic, if you guys remember, before Belichick got signed to coach there, that there was a lot of different feelings about Belichick and a power struggle between the athletic director, the chancellor, and the board of trustees up there, their version of it, up in North Carolina. And some people are literally just waiting to pull the trapdoor on Belichick. How about that? I mean, is it going to get so bad that they'll be that cringeworthy, embarrassed that they'll have to move on or tell him that she can't be any way associated with the football program?
If she continues to make these decisions, it's going to. Look, I've never seen Bill Belichick, and neither of you, have it be necessary for somebody else, anybody else, sitting in the wings, man or woman, that had to fend off unwanted questions for him. Belichick, he needs this now? We're talking about Bill Belichick. We're talking about a guy that had no problem delivering non-answers, but yet he needs somebody now to answer these things for him and to direct his purpose, Mike, and where he needs to be and where he doesn't and what he needs to be involved in. This is becoming an issue. And here's what I'm telling you guys. Tom Brady for 19 years was singularly focused on one thing. The one time he allowed his personal life to intervene into his football world, what happened?
Right.
This is what's going on with Belichick. He's also a guy who's been singularly focused, Mike, on one thing. This ain't that Belichick anymore. And I'm telling you, this personal stuff and his personal life now is going to become an issue with his coaching.
WRAL in Raleigh had the story earlier this week that his girlfriend, quote, played an instrumental role in stopping the production of Hard Knocks coming to North Carolina. Great way to promote your program. We've talked about it in the world of NIL and the transfer portal. And if Bill wants, again, you know, you're not getting any younger, Sparky. I don't care how much Viagra you're taking or Blue Chew. Use the code Andy. Either way, you know, the idea that, you know, you want to hit the ground running up there in Chapel Hill and get traction.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, but if you're Belichick, you know, and for all those years, you remember him being like, I don't do that snap face or face stuff. I don't know. You know, and now he's all over it. So it's funny because it's such water cooler talk that even today when I'm walking the dog, I'm walking Ike this morning around the lake, and I run into my neighbor, Courtney, and she's like, what's up with this Belichick? She never talks sports.
Hold on. Who's Courtney?
She's just a neighbor. Just a neighbor, man.
Huh? I've never heard you talk about Courtney.
I've talked about Courtney before.
I don't think you've talked about Courtney.
The blonde. She kind of looks like a Charlize Theron sort of Laura Dern kind of vibe.
Really?
If you want to guess what she looks like.
That's what she looks like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's the one that we always talk about. She's wearing a two-piece or a one-piece at the pool parties.
Okay.
Neither here nor there.
No, but, you're right. I wanted to remember who Courtney was.
But then she brought up the fact that, you know, that we were talking, walking the dogs.
How long did you guys talk?
Well, it was multiple dogs on the walk, okay? Eventually, Kirby met up with us. Then there was Dennis the Doubter. You know, there's Dennis who was like, leave it to the Falcons. Womp, womp. Yeah, yeah. Day-Dad, you heard about my neighbor Dennis. Every time this guy walks, he literally should have a tuba player behind him. It's everything is glass half empty.
So Courtney wanted to know what?
No, she goes, I mean,
you got what I need.
Courtney's husband's probably listening right now to the program.
No, you. I just haven't heard you talk about her.
Well, she's one of the neighbors and friends.
Okay,
she's friends. By the way, we'll be sharing a house in the Keys with the other people down there.
Oh, she's going?
Yes. Yes, very exciting.
Okay, all right, fine.
No, it's funny because my buddy Dustin, who's his wife, who looks like Reba McEntire, he's pretty funny because he's real country. He lives up in Carolina. He goes, so who's the other people that are coming to this party? I said, well, there's Greg and Courtney. He's like, is she that sexy blonde from Auburn? I go, yes. He goes, well, that's okay by me. No, happily married. See, this is why... See, this is just all of you. I just mentioned it. I could have said her name was Margaret. And I just
wanted
mentioned,
to know.
You just somehow got titillated by the name Courtney.
Well, all of a sudden, it just came out of nowhere. You know, I was walking the dog today.
No, and I didn't say it like that. Yes. So I'm walking my dog without my shirt on today. I didn't have a shirt on either.
I stopped, and it was Courtney. No, I just wanted to know who it was. That's
no,
all.
But she was going to be. She said she would.
Hi, her, Courtney.
Courtney's point was she wouldn't be the first older man who's been turned into a complete monkey's uncle by some hot young stuff.
That's true. That's
true. We talked about anywhere from Anna Nicole Smith. Remember Anna Nicole Smith or that guy we talked about the other day?
The old guy. Yeah.
This is going to get back to the neighbor. This is going to be funny.
What are you talking about? You just walked the dog. I just wanted to make sure I'm familiar with the people you were discussing.
They're going to sound like the Real Housewives of Coweta now.
No comment.
All right. Anyway, but speaking of... Oh, you stop it. Speaking of Auburn, of which my neighbors are proud alums, did you hear the story about the kangaroo that got loose? I'm going to switch tack here. You see this video?
Oh, we're done with Courtney?
Well, I mean, unless she wants to come on the show. You're looking for a decorator. She does that too, by the way.
Oh, is she? Yeah, interior decorator?
Yes.
Wow.
She's the one. It was pretty funny. Now,
you
brought it up. I just thought of it because it's funny. No, because this is something we talked about years ago. So anyway, years ago, you had like a leak in the house and it was flooding and you had to have a contractor come in.
Yeah.
And the dude, you were joking around, this guy was like Antonio Banderas walking around. Like, put your shirt on,
man. No, he was a stud. And it was like this. It was a nice day and I come home and this dude's, he's got his shirt off. He's like, I'm like, he's been working all day like this?
Right.
And my wife's like, yes.
No. So I had my contractor was similar Latin, warm-blooded Latin we're speaking of that in the contractor business. And so then we introduced him to Courtney to do some work for their house. And so she sent him an email. And at the time, she for her corporate thing that she does for decorating, the logo was a pineapple.
Oh.
You know what that's all about, Oren? Are you familiar with this?
Oh, I'm aware, Mike.
Well, dare I say, she had no idea what the subtext meant. For that, again, for younger folks out there, for many years in the swinger community, the pineapple kind of meant you were open for business.
Still is.
So, and apparently if you're at the supermarket... Day-Day's frowning on these shenanigans.
Look, I've gone in multiple supermarkets. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. And I'm just looking around. I'm like, who in here is doing this? I don't ever see it.
So do you put a pineapple in your cart just
initialize? I will just go. I'll be in Kroger. Not going to lie. Publix. Right. I'm just rolling through. Like, who? Where are they at? What's this pineapple? I don't see it.
But it's funny because my contractor's like, so are they in their lifestyle? No, they're not in their lifestyle. She didn't even know what the pineapple meant. Just a nice lady from Auburn had no idea what that was. And once we told her that, she took it off her business card. She's like, let's send the wrong message over here.
She did.
Well, there you have it. Meanwhile,
great
in Auburn.
Great story, by the way. So anyway,
runaway kangaroo.
You didn't tell me what she asked you about the Belichick
thing. She just said it would be the first time that a guy got it.
Oh, yeah, you said that. All right.
Starts with a P, ends with a Y.
Right,
got it wrapped around his noggin.
All right, go ahead.
Talking about a payday for kids in the car. It's a candy bar.
Saving all my love.
Matter of fact, let's make that code. When we're talking about that word, we'll use payday from now on. How about that?
Okay.
That payday's undefeated. See, that works great.
It does. I like payday
And that
candy
way,
bars.
Kids in the car aren't confused and people don't have to go.
You had a payday candy bar, right?
Yeah, not in a minute, though.
No,
I like the chocolate-covered
payday.
So payday is just the peanuts on a caramel, right?
Yeah,
that what it is, Aaron? Peanuts?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Got to get these nuts. Anyway, let me get out of the damn kangaroo story.
All right, sorry. No, I did not hear about the kangaroo story.
Again. A kangaroo escaped in 85 between Auburn and Montgomery. And the Alabama popo had to go track down this guy with his little Joey hopping down the street. Apparently, somebody in that neck of the woods had a kangaroo that got out of his enclosure. And so, basically, all traffic is stopped. And I always get a kick. Watching the kangaroo just hop around. I've been in Australia twice. It's just freaking hysterical. It makes you chuckle.
It would have freaked me out. I didn't even... So, he escaped from the zoo, though.
The animal's owner, Patrick Starr, said Sheila, the kangaroo, escaped from her enclosure. She's safe. She wasn't harmed. They had folks from animal control had to shoot her with the dart, but she was okay.
This is someone's kangaroo.
Yeah. The kangaroo was treated by the Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine. Got to work on the kangaroo. No, there was no little kangaroo in the Joey or the pouch.
So you can own kangaroos in Alabama?
Apparently so.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I know that in some states, I guess.
What can't we own over here? Just asking.
Remember the time we're interviewing Chipper? And I was like, dude, I go, what you should do is you should get like, one of those like... you know, one of those critters you've got. We go get like a small horse, and we can glue it like a horn on it. We go shoot unicorn on your ranch. He's like, what the hell's wrong with you? But anyway, they do have kangaroo apparently at this enclosure, and the guy that owns it. And again, I don't know if it's like a petting zoo or this guy just has a pet kangaroo.
That makes sense, because I was going to say, like, if one of my neighbors had a kangaroo, we got a problem.
I mean, at this point, and we all know the history of War Eagle, but again, the mascot's a tiger. You got an eagle, you might as well get a kangaroo involved in this package. If I was Auburn.
I can't even, Mike, can you imagine driving down the road? Dong, dong, dong.
I mean, there's certain animals that make me chuckle. Whenever I'm at the aquarium, I love the otters. The otters, I mean, there's reincarnation, man. You know me, Carl. I can eat oysters all day, man. I can live on shellfish.
Yeah.
Sit on your back, just pat that on your tummy with a little rock, and have some fresh seafood.
There is like a random farm in Metter, and I say random farm.
It's better in Metter.
It's a gas station that has like an animal safari attached to it.
What's in there?
They have kangaroos.
They do.
No, I don't know how they have kangaroos in Metter, Georgia, but this animal safari and the kangaroos just chilling and chilling. It's two of them. I have no idea how they have kangaroos.
Don't get close. Man. They might punch you.
I mean, you ever see the video of a kangaroo fight? It's the funniest thing, watching a guy drop kick you, watch a guy go down. Gold,
those claws, man. Those talons.
Love those. There's my favorite critter. There you go, guys. There's your guy talk. A guy just hit us up. He goes from kangaroos to pineapples. I blanky love this show. Thank you, Christopher Belcher. At Carl and Mike.
All right, man. We appreciate you. Be sure to listen to the Steakhouse all week for our annual Spa Shadell Mother's Day giveaway. They're going to be giving away five $250 certificates each, include a 60-minute Swedish massage with her choice of rose or lavender body butter, followed by a floral facial. Pamper mom this Mother's Day, guys. Make sure you listen to the Steakhouse for all that mom does. She deserves to be pampered at Spa Shadell.
That read, I'm playing a song about infidelity. That really fits, yes.
We're coming back. Yeah. What did our DC say today? He addressed the media and he apologized. And we should accept it. It's Dukes and Bell.